7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, whatever. All right, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Hello. I am not Hello Kitty, but I wish I was. You knew that already. But before we get into anything important, guess what's back?
Sorry, your response was not recognized.
Wait, what? Let's try that again.
Butterfinger just released all new Butterfinger minis. Why do they keep doing this to the BFI? They're so mini and delicious, you can literally steal handfuls of them. I'm trying to eat all the Butterfinger minis before they get stolen. Probably my best plan ever.
Yeah, the BF buy is back. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So anyway, here we are. Another lovely... What is today? Friday. Today is Friday. And I just realized, it's Earth Day. But before we talk about Earth Day, we gotta pour us some tea. Yeah. Because what am I drinking today? What's happening? What's going on? Well, we're drinking the Yinding Che Guan Yin today. Yeah. Yes, oh yeah. Daddy. Oh, we're drinking the jade. I was getting tired of the Jinjin Mei. It's just that I have to break it up every once in a while. I gotta mix up the routine, and I'm glad I'm doing that today. Because this is good. Oh yeah. And it's a nice cool day. I don't think I'm going to go outside today. It's a little bit cool. It's only a couple degrees above freezing. It's like 1 or 2 degrees. I think 36 degrees American. So what is that? That's 2 degrees in common sense? I think so. So I'm sitting here with the window open. It's nice and sunny. It looks like it's nice outside, but it's not. It's just a little bit too cold. But it's going to be nice and warm tomorrow. And it's going to be even warmer than that this weekend. It's supposed to hit, I don't know, I think they said 70, which is what, 20? Yeah, I'm excited about it. But here we are, another Earth Day. And I'm kicking myself because somewhere... I have a tape, yes, an actual cassette tape, because before Dubious Goals Committee ever existed, there was something called Vain Axials of Reliability, which was similar to Dubious Goals Committee, except less reliable, ironically. And then before that, there was just me walking around with a tape recorder. So I have these tapes. Actually, I just only have a couple of them. I have this one tape, though. It is basically the Earth Day tape. It is, you know, two sides of a 30-minute cassette. And it was just me documenting what I did for Earth Day. And this was Earth Day, what, 1990? This was the first Earth Day that they brought back. You know, Earth Day wasn't always a holiday. It was a holiday invented in the 60s by hippies. And of course, you know, it didn't go anywhere. It came apart. They stopped doing it. Yes, they actually stopped having a holiday. Oh, we're not going to do that anymore. Interesting concept. And then in what, 1980 or 1990? I mean, they brought it back. I think it was 1990. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. I was only 4 years old. But anyway, I had, I basically recorded an hour of just me doing stuff on Earth Day. And this included going to some Earth Day celebrations and then going to work. And then after work, there's actually recordings of me and Tenzin playing darts in a bar. And I gotta find this tape. The last time I saw this tape, it was over at my parents' house. And that was a couple years ago. I was over at my parents' house a lot, about a week ago. And I sort of looked for it, but I was not in my right mind, and so I don't know if I was looking in the right place or anything. But I've been dying to get that tape transferred to digital so I can play it on Earth Day on Dubious Goals Committee. Has that happened? No. No. And how long have we been doing Dubious Goals Committee? I don't know. Way too long. I gotta find that tape. I'm almost sure it's 1990, because now that I'm thinking about it, I can kind of see the spine of that tape case, and I'm pretty sure I wrote Earth Day 1990 on it. Anyway. Ah, gosh, I can't get enough of this tea. So that's what we're not doing today. We're not going to be listening to any old tapes. And I just remembered, I need to make a note. I need to write myself a note on this piece of paper here that says A138N, and I'm adding that to all the other things that start with A-number. I also need an A160, an A180, and an A151. What to buy first? Don't know. Not gonna worry about it. Because I can't get enough of this tea. I have to buy some, oh, that reminds me, I gotta buy some cables. I need more, we'll stick this in here somewhere, more 3.52 quarter. Don't know how many I need, I'll just buy a bag of them. good tea today. But now we need to go into the other room because I think, wait, should I grab this stuff? Yeah, better grab the tea. Put the teacup in my pocket because that's what these pockets were made for. And we're going to go out here because, oh, hi. Yeah, here's the cat just waiting outside the door for me. Hi, Binkins. And now she's running into the other room. Yeah, I had some suspicion that she was trying to sleep on my synths. Oh, yes, and why? Huh. Yeah, I see a lovely little spot where you were sleeping on this blanket. The blanket that's covering the synths. Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought so. Here's the deal. I recently moved some synth stuff. Yeah, just hold on a minute. I recently moved some synth stuff to the other side of the room. And, of course, things change, and cats get curious. And so, yeah, I'm talking about you. And so, in order to protect the synths from the sun that shines in the window over there, because they got to stay stable, and a whole bunch of other stuff, I didn't want to get dust on the stuff, and blah, 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 been covering everything with a blanket. Uh-huh. And now the cat thinks it's a place for her to sleep. Yeah, I see what you did there. Now, did you want some water, or are we just hanging around doing nothing? Did you want some kitty waters? I guess not. Okay, so I gotta sit down now, because it looks like it's time to do some kitty businesses. Just hang on a minute. I can't sit down as fast as I normally can. Oh, I gotta be careful of my back not to rip open my incision. And okay, the cat's getting it. Get in there. Get in the kitty pet. There you go. Okay. Finally, we can do some kitty business. Oh, but wait, who's this? Oh my god, it's Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, Blenda. What do you think about Blenda, Peppa? Peppa's not paying any attention. You're not paying any attention. You're flake, baby. You're flaking. What's my cat doing? I don't know. Yeah, oh, you're going to lick my arm now? Does my arm taste like banana? Does it taste like banana-na-na? Oh. Mmm.
Banana, banana, banana.
I understand. Banana, 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 banana. Banana, banana. Oh, but no, there will be no banana cha-cha today. Oh no, we've got more important things to do, don't we, Peppa?
Yes, we do. Let's listen to some music. What kind of kitty music do you want to listen to?
Thank you. sinking pina colada. I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I got it, you want it. My harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it.
And that's why I don't like cricket. I Love It by 10cc. Oh, and speaking of cricket, I think we need to check in with the game here and see how it's going. We've got Kolkata versus Rajasthan today.
गलत वर्ड का यूज करे या फिर जो टाइम आउट और यहां पे जो भी स्पैम करे या जो भी
एंड इट लुक्स लाइक राजस्थान इज रियली रियली क्रैंकिंग इट अप इट्स 217 फॉर 5
तो चलिए देखते हैं अब क्या होता है फिलहाल यहां से आगे की स्थिति की बात करें तो अब यहां से कोलकाता की टीम आने वाली है एंड कोलकाता की टीम की सोच यहां से
इट्स रोलिंग बूम
किस प्रकार की ऊर्जा है इस खेल को अग्रसर करने जाएगी तो कोलकाता की बल्लेबाजी में आगे दमखम नजर आएगा कोलकाता जो है यहां से क्या
राजस्थान के बनाएंगे स्कोर को चेंज कर
पाएगी या फिर नहीं मुश्किल आज बहुत अधिक है लेकिन इन मुश्किलों का सामना आज किस प्रकार से करेंगे एंड किस
I want to see the rest of this over. See how this turns out.
कोलकाता की टीम बहुत ही जल्दी मैदाने जंग करने के लिए आने को रेडी होते हुए तैयार होते हुए कोलकाता की बल्लेबाजी में अब किस प्रकार का दम का नजर आने वाला है कोलकाता यहां से किस प्रकार की ऊर्जा देखता के
साथ why are we watching cricket? We shouldn't be watching cricket. We should be outside. It's too cold, Tobe. That's why. We should be outside. We should be at the cricket fields picking up cricket balls. That's right. It's spring. It is springtime. And what do every spring? We have to go out and collect all of the unwanted cricket balls on the pitch. And we'll probably find about 6, probably half a dozen or so, both the tennis ball kind and the real kind. And we'll put them in a box, the box that's right over there. That has all the cricket balls in it. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, why are you doing this? Yesterday, you picked up a softball. And now you're talking about picking up cricket balls when you already have too many cricket balls. And what about the golf balls? You keep saying you're not going to pick up any more golf balls, but you picked up a couple of white golf balls, you picked up some colored balls, and you got the blue ball. Well, yeah, that's exactly why I do it. We got to check every day because we might miss a blue golf ball. Now, don't we? And what are we going to do with all those golf balls? Yeah, keeping a golf ball clean is essential.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook securely holds the...
Do I have to say it?
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your grand ball
washer. Yeah, maybe we need to get a grand ball washer. Because, let's face it, a carabiner hook is not girlfriend Vietnam.
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Oh, you know I always got girlfriend Vietnam. We don't even need to discuss it. But what we do need to do is pour some more tea, because I'm thirsty. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, not only should hamburgers be high, we should be drinking tea. Right, Pippa? What are you doing over here? You want to do some Marchetti business? That's too bad. I'm drinking tea. Ah, so good. It's true that I like to drink tea. Yes, well, I hate to cut off Kiari Pamu like that, but we've got more important stuff to worry about. Like what, Tobe? Like synth? Because I got some synth going. And I like synth. What do we got? What do we got today? Oh, why is this not on? Why is everything now being strange? Wait, where did I plug this in? Oh yeah, it's over here. So we got this. Remember this from the other day? We got the little bouncing mallet effect going here. And I added something to this. You want to hear it? Here we go. And we can add some LFO. Oh, it's so synthy. Grinds out pretty cool at the end there. But what I want to do... And what the hell's that noise? Is that this? Yes. Can you hear that? Low rumbling sound? Sounds like there's a truck idling outside. Which makes me nervous because I'm still waiting for a package. The package I was waiting for yesterday is supposed to come today, so now I gotta wait for the package again, and that's boring, and I don't want to listen to that low-frequency rumble. Otherwise, I will think that there is a truck outside, and I will get nervous and say, are you bringing me my package? Are you bringing me my package? No, but we're going to throw some drums on this. Where's my drums? There's some drums that need gain. Okay, that'll work. So, I just put some stupid boots and pants in here real quick, and let's get the sync mode in the right place. And is this gonna start in the right place? Because it seems to be weird sometimes. All right, you wanna hear where this is going? Okay, let's do this thing. Thank you. That's fun. All right, bring in that other oscillator. So that's all this is. Jeez, I need to clean these mixer pots. These pots on this mixer are a little dusty, a little staticky. It's so crazy. Listen to that noise. Great. What is that? I actually know what that is. So, what am I doing with this? Nothing. I'm just screwing around as usual, and I have weirdness happening. Weirdness, I say. Let's open up the reverb all the way and see what happens. Oh. How to be ambient. All right, let's move. Hey, what are you doing? Okay, the cat's looking out the window. Let's move this. That's not what I want. Let's move the LFO around and see what happens. I love that harmonic sweep. Okay, you know, that's fun and all, but we're running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every day, people! Even on Earth Day, but now I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...